Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Claudia Lissess and Larry Edward here from Small Town Soul. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Well, as just an introduction, for those who may be unfamiliar with Small Town Soul, give us a little background. Who are you guys? What is your background of the organization?
Small Town Soul organized in January of 2024 after two failed cruise limitation initiatives. We ended up meeting as a group and forming as a nonprofit corporation with the goal of saving our unique lifestyle.
Oh, thus Soul, saving our unique lifestyle. Got it. Right. Awesome. So something that if folks who are paying attention to the assembly meetings and some of the local moving and grooving that's been happening here in Sitka may have heard of a ballot initiative that is potentially going forward that you guys have proposed that's coming up from Small Town Soul. What is this ballot initiative that you have put forward?
Well, the intent of that is to limit cruise visitation to the extent of 300,000 passengers disembarking per year and having no more than 4,500 passengers any given day. The reason for that day limit is to prevent the closure of Lincoln Street so that we can have our town back. And then the season would be from May 1 through September 30, and the passenger ships with less than 250 people are not part of those limits. So those ships may come and go. They'll still need permits like the huge ships. But that said, we're hoping to protect Sitka's rural subsistence designation and have our home back, have our town back.
Got it.
And I should say that for the small ships, the idea of having them permitted is that they, along with the large ships, will be reporting the number of passengers they have ashore each day. And it's vital data we need to have so we can understand how the whole industry operates here.
Got it.
But there's very little, there's no restriction on those ships at all. It's just a matter of having a permit and reporting those numbers.
Right.
Okay.
And I think something that has been a little misnomer for folks is that passengers would somehow be disallowed from disembarking, and that is not true in any way with this initiative. Every passenger, regardless, would be allowed to disembark. If there is any kind of penalty, it would be upon the cruise company, not the passengers.
No one's being locked on board.
That's right.
Okay. So what is the enforcement for this then, for saying there's X amount of people that are allowed off the ship, or you said there would be, the penalty would go to the cruise ships, not keeping people stuck on board.
Yeah, well, to explain it a little bit,
yeah.
The large ships would be pre-scheduled, and they can modify the schedule during the season. There's a process for that as well. But the enforcement happens if they have more passengers going ashore than what they're allowed for in that schedule. And they can make modifications. They have to make changes as long as it fits within the limits. And it's a matter of fines. And if they're playing games and they go over too many times, then that ship can be excluded for a year. But they won't get to that point. Instead of getting excluded, they'll just skip Sitka for that stop.
Mm, okay. Yeah, so there's only so many strikes of before there's more severe penalties.
Makes
than
sense,
fines.
Right?
All right. And before this actual ballot initiative can come before the public, there is a petition that's going around that would, I guess, show the city hall saying like there's enough Sitkins that say we want to have this as a ballot initiative that comes before us. How is that petition going? Before we went on air, Claudia, you were saying that it's there's been a 90-day window that's started for all these petition signatures to be gathered. How's that going? How many signatures are needed for all this to get going?
Well, 613 are what's needed. However, we want to get a lot more than that because we know that there's a possibility that some might not qualify for one reason or another. So we definitely want to get at least a couple hundred more than what is required just to ensure that there's not a disqualification that occurs. And so,
you said you have to qualify to be a viable signature. What makes you excuse me, what makes a viable viable signator for the petition?
Well, you've got to be a voter. You have to have a voter registration. You have to have a home address and that sort of thing. Okay. So it's kind of, you know, you need to be a resident of Sitka, Alaska.
Got it. A matter of eligibility.
Okay. Got
it. It's a little hard when you're sometimes going door to door and you're just holding a clipboard for somebody to sign. And,
right. Yeah. If it looks, just to make sure it's not just some squiggle. It's a actual verifiable human.
Right.
That makes sense.
Right. And so if they print neatly with their name and their address and all of that sort of thing, then it's much easier for the city clerk to then, you know, verify the signature and that sort of thing. So
Got
we're
it.
Trying to be real cautious about that.
Excellent. That makes sense. And as a way for folks to get together and talk to you guys, learn more about what Small Town Soul is all about, ask more questions about the ballot initiative, you guys are having an event coming up tomorrow at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Can you tell me a little bit more about this event that you're hosting?
Well, the hope is to have a lot of information for folks who would like a little bit more in-depth information than what we're able to do in a scenario like this, and then allow people the opportunity if they choose to, sign the petition and so forth.
We've got some new fact sheets as well that'll be there tomorrow.
Excellent. So for folks who, for whatever reason, maybe they aren't able to make it tomorrow, I guess, yeah, what are the times for tomorrow? When can people swing by Centennial Hall?
We'll be there 8:30 to 4:30. And the best way for people to get in contact with us otherwise is to go to our website and there's a contact button. And we'll answer that.
Yeah, and that's at smalltownsoul.org.
Easy enough.
Yeah, or if people can't make it, they can always get a hold of us that way to connect.
Awesome.
And so if they're looking on their device, then they can go to those three little lines up at the top right-hand side and, on a cell phone. So they can still get us, but it's not as easy as on a large screen.
Right. So, yeah, that's that stack. The stack at the top right of your screen for a mobile device can get you to the highlights of the initiative. I think, Larry, you're mentioning there's a FAQ section, all those fun things that people can get to.
Right.
Exactly.
Excellent. So 8:30 to 4:30 tomorrow at Harrigan Centennial Hall for folks who want to stop by, learn more about what you guys are about. And if folks are interested, sign a petition or just chat with folks who may have more questions and provide more answers for any they may have.
Right. Our overarching goal is really to balance cruise tourism and the rest of our economy so that we can go back to what we had as far as, again, saving our unique lifestyle and having the Visitor Industry Plan 2.0, which was approved by the community at large a few years back. So we really want to go back to that, to have the peace and quiet and less crowded community that we had in the past.
You know, get back to the managed growth that it was one of the objectives of that and things along that line, which we way overshot that. Mm-hmm. So we need to get back to what that plan guaranteed for the people of town here, as well as for our visitors of all kinds that come here, you know, whether it's friends, family, independent travelers, or the cruisers. Mm-hmm. We want this to be a nice, quiet place that's the authentic Sitka.
Right. For years, people in Sitka said, we don't want to be like Skagway or Ketchikan. We don't want to be overrun, per se. And then all of a sudden, after COVID, we are overrun, and we look just like them now. And unfortunately, you know, the traffic is backed up. We just don't have the good access to across the bridge. And there's a lot of things we need to reach over there. People in business are having a hard time getting from point A to point B. And so a lot of money and time is spent with people sitting in vehicles these days in the summer.
Interestingly, the example that the plan gives for managed growth is no downtown congestion.
Oh, goodness. I'm trying to imagine any world without downtown congestion. That's a beautiful goal to have. Goodness. And so this is your ballot initiative has one hope for how to manage that.
That's right.
Excellent. Well, goodness, we are out of time this morning, but thank you both, Larry and Claudia, for coming in this morning to talk about Small Town Soul. For folks interested in learning more, there is an event happening tomorrow at Harrigan Centennial Hall from 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. You can swing by and talk more with you guys and more folks from Small Town Soul to learn more about the ballot initiative and your goals behind it. If you can't make the event, there is smalltownsoul.org. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.